All right, so I got like a little PSA here. This PSA right here is for all of my Grindr users. Listen, all of my Grindr users out there, I need for y'all to get it together, okay? Let's just get some shit straight because apparently y'all are confused. Apparently y'all don't know how Grindr is supposed to work. Do not call yourself calling me, messaging me, texting me, whatever, saying, oh, come over, let's get it in. And then you don't have a plan in place. You know what I mean? Like the plan in place should have been established before you said, come over. You know what I mean? Do not wait until after I get to the location that you supplied for me. Don't just think I just showed up. Like, I can't show up unless you give me the address. Do not wait until after I get to the location that you supply to decide, oh, wait a minute, I don't have no place for us to fuck. Or, oh, wait a minute, I got company in the house. You can't fuck here. We can't fuck here. Or, oh, wait a minute, I don't have no condoms. Or, oh, wait a minute, I gotta be somewhere in 2 minutes. We can't fuck now. It's too late. Like, what? Like, don't waste my time. I mean, I could have been doing something else with my life. I mean, I done already spent all my gas. I already done sat out and drove highways and byways trying to get to you, and then you're going to wait till after I get to your doorstep to decide shit ain't right. Like, you just wasted my time. It's not my fault that you didn't have shit in order. I mean, you're the one that messaged me saying, yeah, we can do this thing, come over. And so I come over and then we can't do nothing because shit ain't right. You know what I mean? Like, and the reason that the shit ain't right is because you didn't plan for the shit. So if you're not going to plan for the shit, don't message me saying that we're going to get into some shit when there ain't no shit to get into. Like, that is so grimy, y'all. Like, just be considerate. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to, I mean, Grindr, let me tell you something. Grindr sometimes is a wonderful, amazing, fantastic tool because it allows us people, us menses that like other menses, to connect, you know what I mean, in a way that, you know, probably we weren't able to connect before. So, you know, it has a lot of potential. I think Grindr has a lot of potential to be, you know, something legit and wonderful and amazing, and sometimes it is, but it's just certain people that's on Grindr, they don't seem to know what's really going on. So we need to help those people out. We need to help the people that's a little bit confused. Let's try to help them get a little bit more unconfused so that the rest of us can grind in peace and serenity. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need the headache of showing up to a location and then, you know, I'm already horny, I'm already hard, I'm already hot and bothered, you know what I mean? We done already sent pictures and whatnot and this and that and the other. And then I get there and it's like a shit show. I mean, like, really? Like, and you knew it was a shit show. You knew it was a shit show before you messaged me. It wasn't like, I could see if it was like, oh, after I get there, then all of a sudden something just happened right on the spot that caused us not to be able to do what we plan to do. I can understand that. But if you already had conditions in place that weren't conducive to us having sex to begin with, and you still told me to come over, that's the problem that I have. Like, you already knew that it was going to be a mess before you texted me, but you text me anyway. You wait till I get to your place, to your house, to your whatever, and then you decide, oh, we can't do what we plan to do. And it's like, well, then why am I here then, girl? Why am I here then? I could have stayed home. I could have been doing something else. I could have been watching TV. I could have been watching Game of Thrones. I could have been watching The Voice. I could have been doing so many other things with my life. But no, I done drove 20 miles, 20, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, how long it took to get to you. And that's time out of my day that I could have been spending on something else. So please, y'all, just be considerate, y'all. Just be considerate of people. That's all. Just think. Think, have a plan, and be considerate. That's all. That's all for this episode, y'all. Have a good one. And until next time, peace, love, and blessings.